This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know Solana's probably on top of this. Leo Messi, great goal last night in Atlanta, but he was not selected for World Cup qualifiers for Argentina coming up, which are you kind of surprised by that, Solana? Because he is the face of that country, best soccer player in the world.
I don't know if I'm surprised. I don't necessarily know exactly. I don't know like what the reporting's been in terms of why Messi wasn't selected, whether it had to do with him not wanting to be selected or not. But I just think like, hey, he won them a World Cup. He's good. Not that they're not going to call him anymore, but they have to worry about a World Cup coming up a year, basically 2 years from now, next summer. And is Messi going to be in shape enough to lead them in that World Cup? No. If he's in shape enough to come off the bench and be Leo Messi, great. But he's not going to start for them next summer in the World Cup. So they have to start thinking like, okay, what is our 11 going to look like next summer? And Messi, unfortunately, is not going to be a part of that. He already won them the World Cup. Like, he's good. And, you know, during this break, it's a tough one. They have Brazil and Uruguay. They lost to Uruguay last time they played them. So it's an important a couple of games here coming up, like, they'll be fine. Messi has a lot going on in the States. I wouldn't be – I'm not surprised to hear that he's not going.
And I would ask – we actually talked about this last week. I don't know what soccer players look like, but Shaq in Phoenix, Peyton Manning in Denver, Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals, do soccer players get that? Like, do you see their decline physically like that?
Some.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Like, I don't know about Messi in this case, but
no.
I just saw Messi kill their ass in extra minutes or whatever with some crazy kick.
But Crowder, think about it. And look, I think the MLS, because we've talked about this with Witty, I think the MLS genuinely has taken strides in the right direction. The MLS today compared to 10 years ago, talent level across the board is in another stratosphere than it was 10 years ago. But it still pales in comparison to the Brazilian or Argentinian league in South America, to any of the top leagues in Europe. Like, it's not close to being on that talent level. So yeah, Messi comes here at the back end of his career. He's dominating. Like, nobody should be surprised that he's dominating. By the way, Appel, I just saw that there was a scan on Messi this morning after the game yesterday in Atlanta, and it confirmed a small muscle injury in the adductor area, which is why he wasn't called to go play with Argentina. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, well, he'll never play on turf again, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I mean, hope you enjoyed that the goal last night in Atlanta. That man is never setting foot in turf field again. I mean, this guy, I mean, of all the things that are said about Leo Messi and where he will and where he won't play, he goes to Jamaica in the humid, terrible conditions there on the pitch, and then he goes and plays on a turf field in Atlanta last night. I mean, it's Messi just hushing all the narratives around him.
Yeah, that turf field is trash, though, man. Like, genuinely, I don't understand how they allow that stuff in the U.S. in MLS. Like Crowder, I know that's a big thing in the NFL also. Like
yeah.
a lot of guys complain all the time about injuries and torn ACLs and all that stuff on the turf fields, but that's like a big thing in soccer. It's outlawed. There's no turf games allowed by FIFA in the World Cup or any of that stuff. It's outlawed.
And that actually sparked something big with the NFL Players Association, because they're kind of looking at this like, well, all these stadiums that we play in that we've been complaining about that have turf are now just for this FIFA World Cup coming up. A little World Cup. I mean, let's be honest. Not that big of a deal. They're going to take out all the turf and put natural grass in all these stadiums, and it really seemed to have upset the Players Association.
And it's funny you say that, because I remember, because the football's, you know, American football, not football, whatever, but I remember I was in the first international game in 08 against the Giants, and when we went to Wembley, whatever the hell it's called,
mm-hmm.
like that grass is even lighter and fluffier than football grass, and that's how them dudes run, them little itty-bitty little jokers run and slide 45 yards. Like I now, when playing on it, I know how they can do those little celebrations because the grass is just lighter. So for them to go from that past football grass to now turf, it has to be hard, but it looks better, it's prettier, it's easier to maintain, obviously, because it's not natural grass. But for the athlete, I would argue that till my die. For any athletic event, natural grass is way better because it has give. Turf has no give. Turf yeah. doesn't care about your knees and ankles. It's just going to be turf, and that's why guys hate it. But it's harder. It's hard on your knees, ankles. I remember every turf game I played in, I would be more sore after turf games than I was playing at home because Hard Rock, Land Shark, whatever the hell name, were always had natural grass.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.